Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, November 22nd, 2021, through Friday, November 26th, 2021. Monday, November 22nd, 2021. Fort Branch mother and daughter sentenced in COVID-19 fraud case. Andrea Renee Pitlinski and Rose Ann Azzarello of Fort Branch, Indiana, were sentenced for their roles in a large-scale COVID-19 fraudulent scheme against state unemployment insurance programs. Their scheme was perpetrated through collaboration with a well-organized Nigerian fraud ring. Shortly after the CARES Act was signed, the U.S. Secret Service started receiving reports about a well-organized Nigerian fraud ring exploiting the COVID-19 crisis through a large-scale fraud against unemployment insurance programs. A major state targeted was Washington. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. Arkansas man charged in $1 million COVID-19 healthcare fraud scheme. Billy Joe Taylor of Lavaca, Arkansas, was charged with healthcare fraud in connection with his role in over $1 million in false billings for urine drug testing, COVID-19 testing, and other clinical laboratory services. Taylor owned and managed numerous diagnostic testing laboratories in the state of Arkansas. Taylor is charged with 16 counts of healthcare fraud and one count of engaging in a monetary transaction in criminally derived property. Taylor was previously charged by criminal complaint in May 2021. A criminal complaint is only a charge and is not evidence of guilt. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Wednesday, November 24th, 2021. Pharmacy owner sentenced to 41 months in prison and multimillion-dollar illegal kickback scheme and evading taxes on over $33 million of income. Igor Fleischmaker of Homedale, New Jersey, and former co-owner of Prime Aid Pharmacies, Union City location, was sentenced to 41 months in prison on November 3rd, 2021, for his role in a scheme to pay bribes to healthcare professionals and evading taxes on income totaling $33.9 million. It is alleged that Fleischmaker, Samuel Kayamov, Ruben Zeumantz, Alex Fleischmaker, Edward Stintler, and other Prime Aid Pharmacy employees paid bribes to doctors and doctors' employees, to include doctors' offices, to steer prescriptions to the Prime Aid pharmacies. Additional individuals were charged with violations of the healthcare fraud offenses of the anti-kickback statute. The charges against and allegations in the information pertaining to Kayamov, Yana Stintler, and Sevumantz are merely accusations, and those three defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2021. Thursday, November 25th, 2021. Former U.S. Army employee sentenced for kickback scheme to steer U.S. government contracts. Ephraim Garcia pled guilty to conspiracy to offer a kickback and to offering a kickback in the District of Columbia on July 21, 2021, for a kickback scheme to steer government contracts for work at Camp Arifjan, a U.S. Army airbase in Kuwait. According to Garcia, he conspired with Gonhiraj Sankaraliam, a.k.a. Gandhi Raj, former general manager and co-owner of the Kuwait-based contracting company Gulf Link Venture Company, WLL, to steer government contracts to Gulf Link. In his position with the U.S. Army, Garcia was involved in the solicitation, award, and management of certain government contracts related to facilities at Camp Arifjan. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2021. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.